This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This week, the second major of the golf season heads to Quail Hollow, home of the Green Mile finish.
Have you even shot one of these things before?
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Why do I have to be in camouflage so the big bad quail doesn't see me?
PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
I don't even know what the f*** the quail is.
The Fan.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, it gets me every time.
I know. You know, the little chuckle comes it's when you're waiting for it. Now you know it's coming. It's
yeah.
A good one.
Yeah. I don't even know what an effing quail is. Every now and then, just one of those little lines. Every movie or show has one that is only funny to you, but it gets you every single time.
That movie, I was thinking about it, and it is still really funny, but I'm not sure that gets made today with all of the Me Too stuff. And did it get a little bit
I don't know,
gray area there about them just basically wedding crashing to use women?
Well, and there's a whole scene like where they go through all the topless, like,
yeah,
you know, and all that. I don't know. They always say that, like, you couldn't make that today, and then, like, South Park always is like, really?
Sure, sure.
Because South Park has been making stuff for 20 years that...
And I think they have a new season coming out, and the subject matter that's at their disposal, from the Pope to politics, is just going to be great.
Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, I want to say it's maybe a year ago, year-ish, whatever, he was talking about, there's a... One of the famous episodes of Seinfeld is the contest,
mm-hmm.
where they see if they can, like, who can not masturbate.
Who can hold out the longest.
Who can hold out the longest.
Yeah.
And Seinfeld was, I don't remember who he was talking to. He was giving an interview, and he was talking about today in the state of comedy. And, you know, and comedians always do this. Like, it's too PC now, and you can't have it. And
yeah.
He said, you could never make that today. And Rob McElhenney,
mm-hmm.
who's one of the creators of It's Always Sunny and yep. does the Wrexham stuff and all that. And he tweeted at Jerry Seinfeld and he's like, you sure? And then he put up a photo of like cricket. And if you're not familiar with It's Always Sunny, they took a priest that they grew up with who was a man of God and
corrupted him, broke him.
And he ends up homeless, drug addled and having sex with animals for money. And like, it's a reoccurring bit over like 10 years. And I thought it was hilarious that Seinfeld's like, yo, we could never do a show about masturbation. And Rob, really?
Yeah, you sure about that?
Now, we got addicted to crack. You know, the stuff that they've done on It's Always Sunny. And like, you hear that about Tropic Thunder. I've heard Ben Stiller be like, I don't think I could make that movie today. And you're like,
Well, and didn't Robert Downey Jr. get nominated for an Academy Award in blackface?
I don't know if he got nominated or not.
I think he did.
That movie is brilliant. But yeah, you know, they had Blazing Saddles and they did Tropic. There's all kinds of things that push envelopes and we love to do that. You can't do it anymore. Well, you can. You just have to be willing to take
there may be some backlash and you hope that most of the people see the comedy.
Yeah.
And not the issue.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things. But either way, the quail thing makes me laugh every time. Bravo to Owen Wilson.
By the way, it's one half of your sports bros today. No Rop. He is doing we don't know. Is this the final pilgrimage to Salina? Probably not. There'll probably be other trips.
No, I think this is it.
Well, I mean, I think it is for the parental pickup, but like, we don't know when he's going to go back again.
No, that is true. But I'm assuming that after the parentals leave, because they're moving up here.
Right. So if you don't know, Rop is flying to Kansas, and they are doing a little caravan situation where they're packing up the final things in a U-Haul and driving their cars back from Salina to the Portland area.
So this may be the last time that Isaac Rop ever returns to Salina,
right?
Kansas.
Maybe?
Unless the parents are planning on being buried there.
Yeah.
Like, once my dad retired from the state of Alaska and moved down here, I don't know, 20 years ago, haven't been back to Alaska since.
Any other thing that you would have to do, you could probably do over the internet or over the phone, right?
Well, in Alaska, at least is a cool place that you can go and fish and hunt, and Alaska is beautiful. Still haven't been back, because there's no reason to go back anymore once my dad left. I can only imagine, and I'm not here to throw shade at the all-American city that is Salina, Kansas, but I would assume anything to see or do in Salina, Rop has done 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a bold prediction that the house is sold. Mm-hmm. The house is gone.
Yep.
They're packing up all the belongings. They're moving Mom, Pa, Rop out here. I'm excited about rattling some ice with Jack Rop, though.
I'd love to meet the man.
If you've never met Jack Rop, Jack Rop is a good man. He's wise beyond his years, even though he's an old man. I'm going to make the bold prediction that Rop never goes back to Salina, Kansas again.
Okay.
I think when you look in that rearview mirror of the U-Haul, I guess that'd be the side mirrors, because there is no rear view mirror in U-Haul.
That's correct.
When you look in the side mirrors, I'm guessing that's the last time you see the welcome to Salina, Kansas, home of some astronaut.
What's the longest U-Haul drive you've done?
The longest U-Haul? Probably Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, Salt Lake, you know, or Provo to here, which is like in a U-Haul, you're looking at like, I don't know, 15 hours?
Yeah.
Because I never U-Hauled anything else, because I've driven across the country a couple times, but never in a U-Haul. U-Haul moves suck.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pay someone to...
I did it when my wife and I moved up here. We're not engaged at the time, but we were going to be. And it takes like twice as long to do the trip. It's brutal.
Well, and it's terrible. Like, no offense to the U-Hauls, but you know, those things are not built for... They're utilitarian.
Yes.
So I don't mind...
Not a lot of creature comforts there.
I don't mind a good road trip.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I like a good road trip.
You throw on some tunes and, you know, make some stops or whatever. But, you know, when you're driving a 3-bedroom house behind you, and it's very stressful.
Yes.
Like if you're driving your own car, maybe you got a convertible, you got the top down, or maybe the windows.
Just your own car with your own music, your own stuff. Like, that's easy.
You're feeling good, right? Yeah. You got your cruise control on there. You feel very good about what's happening. But when you're in a U-Haul, or God forbid, you're pulling a trailer, it's no good. It's a ball of stress. It's like driving in bad weather. You never are relaxed.
Yeah.
Because it's an uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. Unless you're like a long haul trucker.
The other thing too, that, and I don't know how many other people this has happened to, but with my wife and I both moving, if you're just going with a couple people, like, I don't know how many cars they're bringing back. A lot of times one person has to drive your family's car and the other has to drive the U-Haul if you only have two adults. And then you're doing that drive in that truck by yourself, and that really sucks.
Or you can do the now on the U-Hauls, they have the little trailers where you can tow a car behind the U-Haul. So if you thought you were getting poor gas mileage and going 25 miles an hour before, wait till you're pulling the family station wagon. And that's the other one too. Like, you start going up a hill, you start going up a mountain in a U-Haul, you can just see the gas gauge start to go as you're mashing the gas and you're going a whopping 35 miles an hour. And God forbid you end up behind someone that's slower than you. You ain't going around them. No. That is one lane, no passing. And I'm Kansas to here? I mean, that's got to be like a 30-hour drive, right?
You know what? Someone asked that. Our digital guy, Jake, asked us about that. And I don't know. I said we would probably map it on the show, and I think that's what we're going to do right now.
Yeah, I'm doing... yeah, according to this, we're looking at a little over 1,600 miles, and we're looking at about 25 hours.
Okay.
So in a U-Haul... dude, you're 28 hours strong in that.
Did they say where they're planning on stopping? Did we establish that?
That I don't know, but they're doing it over several days. I know that.
Yeah, where would you stop on that route?
Well, I'm guessing here, Colorado probably seems.
Yeah,
because you're going Kansas, and then my guess is Denver.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm looking here along the road. If you're doing stops, the only three places that make sense:
Denver,
Salt Lake, Boise.
Yeah.
Although Boise's kind of off the. Boise's weird because it's not on the freeway.
Right.
You have to kind of get off and kind of wind your way back. But that seems to be, if you're looking stops, those are the three ones. And that breaks it up into roughly three equal parts.
Yeah.
You're looking, you know, let's go 10 to 12 hours apiece. Denver's a beautiful place. You can stop by and see a big church in Salt Lake. And then whatever you do in, I don't know, Boise. People swear by Boise, but I'm good. That's gonna be my buddy's daughter goes there, and he goes there and claims it's like the greatest place on earth. I'm good.
Buddy of mine moved there, loves it there. His wife's from there, her family's from there. They're going to be Boise lifers.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. It's just that's not my cup of tea. Of the places that I'm going to settle, I need a little more. I need a little more edge to my city. Boise might be a little too wholesome for my liking. I need some.
I think that's fair. I can see that for you.
I need a little something else. I feel like Boise's got a lot of churches and a lot of country bars. You know, like Bob's Country Bunker.
I think that's right.
I need something, you know.
I think it depends on what part of Boise you're going to, though. Because a lot of that is, like, younger, and a lot of it is...
Do they have, like, cool hipster areas?
You know what the
they're not going to be hipster.
Cool, you know what the last thing I want is young
youth
Boise.
In your life?
Yeah, like
you don't want to be. You don't want to get younger.
I'm not certain which is worse, like
youth,
traditional Boise bars, or the quote hip young. I don't want to go to hip young bars in Portland, let alone hip young bars in Boise.
I think your hip young Portland bar is going to be a lot different than your hip young Boise bar.
Yeah, I feel like the hip young Boise bar is going to have tiki torches and talking about replacements. I'm good. I'm solid.
That's possible.
I'm all right. I don't. I'm all right.
By the way, that is Baby Suk, a.k.a. Will Ortner, behind the glass joining us today. Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man.
Yeah?
I wish the weather was a little bit nicer.
I mean, it wasn't horrible today, right?
It was kind of Jekyll and Hyde the whole way through. It would have been nice to get out and go golf a little bit.
Ooh, golfing does sound nice. I never do that anymore.
Well, you got kids.
Yeah, so I go out for a swim, which is not weather-dependent. I swim in the rain.
I'm assuming there's some sort of indoor pool.
It's a pool at this fitness center that has an overhang that goes about halfway over the pool. So you can be out, you can be covered or uncovered if you want.
Can I ask, this is part of your Clydesdale
triathlon. Sprint tri Clyde training, yeah.
Yeah, what exactly led to this desire to do some sort of weird...
So it actually just started
large
as...
Large man...
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like I was trying to do a large man feat. That was
Did you swim before this?
Yes, and that not like never competitively. I was never on swim team.
But you swim for like exercise?
For cardio. Yeah.
Okay, so you do swim on a regular basis.
And that's where this started. Is that I had joined this new gym that's right by my kids' preschool, so I can drop them off and go right there, and then I can come out here, and they happened to have a pool, and I was like, I've never had a gym with a pool, and that seems like a good way to mix in cardio among either the treadmill or the elliptical or whatever else. And so I started swimming a lot. I started swimming like 3 days a week, and before I knew it, I was just wondering how far I could go or how far some of these sessions I was going, and I'm like doing all the 25-meter math of what all that is. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wait a second, that's actually – like most days I'm doing like 3/4 of a mile or something like that. I'm like, and then I started asking myself, well, what do you actually swim in a triathlon, or what do you swim in the shortest triathlon? Cause I was like, I'm sure I can just complete the bike part. I don't need to be fast, but if I can do
that, you don't ride bikes.
No.
So you didn't really swim.
No, or run at all.
No. That's why I'm intrigued by how this all,
yeah.
Cause I saw him getting out of the car today and he was putting on his shoes. You could tell he was coming from He was coming from a Clydesdale workout.
I had my flippy flops on before that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was in part, I also just like to kind of have a goal for something. I can say I want to work out more or better or something, but
you
kind of putting
to,
something
need to
out
do more
there.
Better. That's what you need to
that's
do.
That's exactly right. But even like as simple as when back when I felt like I had the joints and tendons to play pickup basketball, I could play pickup basketball for 3 or 4 hours. It's a competition. It's like I just will keep going and chasing the ball. But if it's just working out, if it's just doing it to do it, I kind of have a hard time with that. So this was just a way to set a goal, try to cut some weight, and do something new.
Yeah, it's just weird, like in your 40s, out of nowhere, that you don't swim, you don't run, and you don't ride a bike.
Yeah, I started swimming at 39, though.
And you didn't own a bike.
No.
And so you just decided, what the hell, I'm going to swim, run, and bike.
So what I thought was, okay, I surprised myself in that I think I have the swim down. And that was like
that
what
was
I thought
key.
Was going to be the hardest, would it be the hardest part. Yeah. And so then I was like, well, I think I could do the bike easier than the run. I hate running. So let me see if I can run that far and actually like get through it. And then I did, and I was like, okay, I'll just do it. I'll go for it.
So you know what's going to happen now. The bike is what we'll do. Is the bike the last or is
it's
the run?
It's the middle.
The middle.
The other thing that's going to do me in, which everyone tells me I'm not prepared for, and I'm sure they are correct, is the open water cold swim. Not exactly the same as my lap pool that I train in.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I would imagine so. But I've been told a wetsuit is a good idea.
Yeah.
And... you know, there's also like a bazillion people in the water. Well, not a bazillion, but there's...
You're not going to die. Dude, just wear
I don't have my own little lane with a blue stripe underneath it that I can follow.
Wear the Speedo, dude. Wear the American flag Speedo and just get after it. If you wear a wetsuit, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Oh, I will be wearing a wetsuit.
They all wear a wetsuit.
Yeah.
No. Yes,
they do.
Yeah, for like you're swimming like a quarter mile.
I was on the website's information. They said the water's between 60 and 65. You should absolutely be in a wetsuit.
Dude, yeah, just,
that's what they said.
You got to man up. You got to man up and
yeah,
just
and have
go,
my muscles freeze in the water and drown in the first leg of the triathlon.
Get a Clydesdale like Speedo with like a horse on the front and the tail on the back.
I like that.
And just get out there.
Maybe I'll just like pin a Clydesdale tail to my my running and biking shorts.
Dude, get out there and do it. You will own the Clydesdale race getting out there in a Speedo. Wetsuits are for cowards, Buckley. Be the hero that we don't deserve but that we all need. Do it. And please take photos.
I think there'll be photos. I think someone's going to take photos.
I guarantee. Well, your wife's going to go and she'll take photos.
Yeah,
the kids will be there cheering you on.
That's right.
Or they'll see you drown and die, but either way, you know.
They'll see Daddy in one of his finest or worst moments.
Well, you're not going to. Someone will be out there with like a life raft. Someone will be out there in a Daffy Duck raft throwing you a lifeline. No one's dying in
no,
the...
No, they apparently they have like kayakers flanking the river. And my buddy Joe, who is a fellow Tri-Clyde himself, has texted in and basically said that those kayakers frequently ask him if he's drowning or needs help, but he said, no, this is just how
I
swim.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll be
one
all right.
One in doubt, just dog paddle. You'll get there.
And it's downstream, so I'm like, if I need to breaststroke, fine, whatever. I'll make that part.
Go on your back and let the current take you. You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's that damn bike part we got to figure out. Hey, we got a sports show for you today. Lots of stuff going on. We've got playoff action in the NBA and on the ice. Got some baseball bonbons for you and a new sports movie being made about people you know with actors you know. Interesting choices, but I think it might be able to work. We'll get to that next, but headlines coming up next, including one name definitely out for Blazers ownership. It's primetime, an SOB edition, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Welcome back to Primetime at SOB Edition. A couple other things on our radar today. A couple soup-related items. One of his great theories about romance and murder proved correct.
Try to tell people.
You do try to tell people frequently.
Warning people for years.
And you're proven right once again.
Marriage isn't going right. There's two places you don't go.
We also have some audio that might push Sook's button, so just a little bit, just a little poking of the bear, but not much. Yeah. And then in the club, I don't know if you saw the surprise divorce party that went viral.
Yeah, I did see the surprise divorce
party. That was something. That was a move.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we should normalize divorce parties. I mean, they say divorce is expensive because it's worth it. I've never known anyone that has had a divorce that was like, good marriages don't end in divorce. So,
I mean, how many divorced people really are like, you know what? It was so much better then.
No.
Like, almost no one.
Going through a divorce is awful, but when you're on the other side of it, you realize that you hated the ass or you hated the bitch, and now you're happy that it's done. I think we should normalize surprise divorce parties.
And speaking of surprises, there's buried treasure in a West Coast city that was not found for 5 weeks. It's now been found. Did you see this story? Well,
no, I did not see this.
It's like a throwback. It's pretty cool. There was a clue and a map and a...
Well, I'm often puzzled. Like, why the idea of buried treasure? Like,
why was
everyone back in the day burying treasure? Like, no one does that.
No banks, no...
No one does that today.
No vaults?
No one buries treasure.
No. But someone did, and someone's found it.
Randomly digging holes? If I was rich, I would 100% have buried treasure hunts.
That seems like a really fun activity. Doesn't that seem kind of like one of those Mr. Beast things that you were watching?
I could see Mr. Beast do that. Like, if you have all the money in the world, bury $1 million somewhere and not tell anyone.
And then just leak out
that.
Little clues and have people, try to find it.
Yeah,
that'd be
figure
awesome.
It out.
I love it. Let's get to some headlines. Yesterday's big one, of course, the Portland Trailblazers going up for sale. And we talked a lot about the type of owner that you would want, even without naming specific names. We did also talk about specific names, including whether you would want Phil Knight for an owner, and that's no longer a conversation we need to have.
Nah, Phil came out today and said that he's just too old. Yeah. And 5 years ago when this got brought up, he was considering it. And I know everyone's like, well, what's the difference between, 82 or 83 and 87? Well, because by the time you buy it, you're going to be 88 and 89. And my guess is you just don't want to deal with it at the time.
And what are the chances you turn it around in a year or two or five?
Yeah. I mean, it was a civic duty, I think, that he had, before that.
I think that when he first wanted it, it seemed like it made a lot more sense if he could do it on that timeline. And now it's
doing the Albina neighborhood project, right? And connecting the Lloyd Center with Moda and kind of doing that whole thing. And, 4 or 5 years is a long time. When you're 87, soon to be 88, do you really want to take on something that's going to run you $4 billion? I know money's not the end-all, the be-all for Phil. He's got plenty of it. But I love that that was like, that's the name that everyone's like was clamoring for. We told you that wasn't likely going to happen, nor do you need it. The amount of fear that everyone has with someone outside of Portland coming in to buy this team.
Like if it's not Phil, if it's some other group that they're just going to take it away.
Well, Paul Allen wasn't from Portland either.
Yeah.
Paul Allen was a Seattle guy, like through and through. He bought the Seahawks as a civic duty. He bought the Seahawks simply to keep them in Seattle. He was an NBA guy through and through. Paul Allen never moved the team to Seattle. So this fear that like, I had someone today text me and be like, why would anyone not think because to buy an expansion team, it's going to run you $5 or $6 billion.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just buy this team and move it? Because they already have a team in Seattle.
Yep.
There's going to be an expansion team. I don't know how else to calm people's nerves. It is going to be someone from out of market and they're not going to move.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's nothing in life that is a certainty. I suppose death and taxes.
Well, we were also talking yesterday, like, where would they even move to? What's the city that needs the team that that's pining for one that makes more sense than a place where there's already the basketball culture and the fan base that exists?
Yeah. So, like, in the last 30-plus years, well, actually more, I think it was like 1985, 86. Since then, you've had, like, three teams move. And by the way, two of those teams ended up, one of them was the whole Charlotte, New Orleans thing, and they gave Charlotte back a team.
Right.
And Seattle is going to get their team back. NBA doesn't want teams leaving.
Right.
They're not going to do this again. I just can't stress that enough. That's the last thing you should be worried about, is that someone from out of market, which it will be someone from out of market, because there's not a lot of Portland people that are sitting on
billions
of dollars. And by the way, it's not just having, you know, $4 billion to build the team. Let's assume $1 billion to $2 billion to either renovate or build a new arena. It's not even about having, if you had $5 billion, you still couldn't pull this off. It's having $5 billion and still all the operating capital.
Yeah, it's like, having liquidity. It's having the money up front to prove that you can back up what you're promising to be able to insure. I mean, it's all of that.
So, you know, when the Walmart people bought the Broncos, dude, they weren't from Denver. They were from Arkansas. When Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers, Steve Ballmer wasn't from L.A. When Matt Ishbia bought the Phoenix Suns, he's not from Phoenix. It's just, we've got to get over this weird small market mentality where if it's not someone with deep Portland roots, oh my God, what are we going to do? By the way, last time I checked, Dan Lanning didn't have any roots to Oregon and he turned out to be pretty good.
That's exactly right.
Seems to be doing a pretty good job. You know, you can move here and actually like it.
Yeah.
this idea that this is, again, just going back to this is some sort of city hellscape that no one could possibly want to do business in. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna get a rich owner. They're not gonna be from here, and you're gonna get some form of a new arena, and you're going to be okay. The Blazers are going to be here.
Well, that's our headline of the day. But coming up, we need to get into a lot of NBA things. We have a potential closeout night in the NBA for two series, plus a lot of last night's tidbits. Did one quarter define an NBA champion? I want to ask Suk that question. And a lot else to get to. You're listening to Primetime 1080 The Fan. Here's Ortner with SportsCenter. Welcome back to Primetime, an SOB edition. Suk, Ortner, and Buckley here with you on a Wednesday. We had a pair of NBA playoff games last night. One of them saw the one seed in the Eastern Conference closed out. The upstart Pacers finishing the job there in Cleveland, game five.
Well, look at it in the East. The one and two. The one's gone. The two is the defending champ is about to be out. And no one thinks that Boston's coming back from down 3-1 without Jason Tatum.
And that happens tonight at 4.
I don't think they were coming back with Jason Tatum.
Agreed.
I want to give all the credit. I do not like the narratives of this yesterday. It bothers me that we're going to try to say that Boston was injured. No, New York went up on this series 3-1 with Jason Tatum. He got hurt with 2 minutes left in the game, and they're already up by double digits. This has been New York series.
Yes.
You say what you will about blown leads. New York beat the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's quite interesting that we have the one and two, the overwhelming favorites in the East, when we didn't give anyone else a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Out West, at least, we said, hey, if Golden State, and obviously there was the injury, but we talked about the Lakers, and Denver could be a team that could make a run.
But even that, in the West, number two is out, number three is out, and if it's not for that fourth quarter last night, number one could be out too. You'd be looking at a huge power shift in the playoffs.
This has been by far the most interesting NBA playoffs that I can remember in a long time. Maybe when Miami went all playoff Jimmy and made the run and beat Boston. But that was one team. I mean, this has been kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
You know, up and down.
Huge comebacks.
And I just, all the credit in the world to the, apparently we're in 1998 again, because Indiana and New York.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Pacers, for all the talk of Indiana not being able to win, even now, like, oh, can the Pacers win? Why not?
Yeah.
It's the second year in a row they've been to the conference finals. They've been dominant against Cleveland. I'm not writing Indiana off.
And the Knicks are good, but they're beatable by Indiana.
So at this point, dude, I don't take anything for granted in the NBA. And I'm glad, because I think sometimes the NBA playoffs, it's like, hey, let's just fast forward, get to the conference finals, get to the finals. And that hasn't been the case this year. And last night, the West game was bananas.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, Denver had that game by double digits. Oklahoma City came out, threw the first punch,
mm-hmm.
and then Denver weathered it. You got an all-timer from Jokic, and then they got nothing from anyone else. If they had just, because we had talked about in this series that Jokic outside of game one really hadn't been that great.
He hadn't been MVP level Jokic.
And he was MVP Jokic yes. last night. And if they could have gotten anything from Porter, anything from Gordon, or Westbrook was terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to take shots at the guy, but yeah, two air balls at the end. How do your last two possessions end up with Michael Porter threes? Like, if you just had a little help, we may have number one on the ropes here with Oklahoma City.
Yeah, well, number one in the East was Cleveland, and their postseason was a little bit wonky because they caught that Donovan Mitchell injury in the middle. They also had Darius Garland injured at the beginning of this series. But maybe,
and they're saying, like, some of these guys are not healthy, and that come the offseason, we're going to see some resurgence.
Yeah, that's what I heard on our favorite midday show, Danny and Dusty, today, that they're, it's not a question of if someone's going to have surgery, it's how many surgeries will they have in Cleveland there. But maybe the most unfortunate thing to come out of Cleveland last night, did you hear about the text from Max Strus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't, this was reported on during the game.
A group text message was sent out to every single Cavalier player from Max Strus. Strus said simply, if you don't believe, then don't show up for work.
And speaking of not showing up for work, would you care to, you've probably seen the box score. For those of you who are not aware, Max Strus last night, 0-for-9 from the field, 0-for-6 from three.
I mean,
he did pull down 7 boards.
Hey, he showed up. He just didn't do anything once he was there.
And it's too bad. I like the guy that wants to, kind of rally the team, but that is an unfortunate thing to come out and have that performance follow you.
Hey, I can say show up for the radio show. Doesn't mean I'm going to be any good, but I'm going to be here.
That's right.
Max, he was in the building. Old Maximilian showed up and, you know, it's...
Could we make the argument that it would have been better if he didn't show up to the building?
Well, there's not a whole lot else. That's that team's running a little thin right now. But it's not good.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been worse than what he did.
I'll tell you what. You put up a goose egg. Yeah. That's...
And it wasn't like, you know, you only took a couple shots and turned the ball. No. 0-for-9.
0-for-9. Yeah. How many personal... Hey, 4 personal fouls, so... the 7 boards, so
he contributed something.
Yeah, it's just it's tough. Like, if you're going to be Mark Messier and you know, send out, you know, guarantees and big bold, don't show up unless.
And this wasn't even that, but it's just, you just wish that that's not the report that went out during the game in which your team lost and you were absolute ass.
I'm trying to think if I've ever done, like, I was never a big, I just shut up.
Yeah.
I never was like one of those, like, we're going to bring it. I'm not, it's shocking. I'm not a big rah-rah. I don't think I've ever given like an inspirational speech. One, none of that stuff ever works on me, and I just think they all sound like...
You hate that crap.
I do. I hate it. It does not work. And maybe in the back of me it was that fear. Like, if I start yelling at people and tell them to get going, then I put a snap over someone's head. It's just deep down. I've never quite understood that, but that's probably why I wasn't better than I was. I think the only time I can remember that is we had like our first three... We had our first three running backs were hurt. I think we were playing someone crappy. It's like UNLV or New Mexico or something. And all of our running backs were hurt, and so we had to have a white walk-on, who I hated. No one likes to see the white walk-on
back there
toting the rock. I'm trying to remember what that dude's name was. And I went up to him before the game, and I think the thing I said, and he hated me because I was an ass. And I think I said something along the lines of, dude, I hate you and you hate me. We all know it. And believe me,
I respect that.
And I was like, if we had anyone else, he'd be playing, but you're the best thing we got right now, so you better effing run. I think that was like the only inspirational speech that I've that I've ever given.
You're all we've got, so figure it out.
Dude was terrible.
That's great.
He didn't have anyone else. And believe me, when I found out that he was playing, because we like had like tight ends and like some running backs that were taking, or tight ends like receivers that were taking snaps. And when I found out he was going to be the starting running back, I was like, oh my God. It's like, what are we doing? My coach is like, hey, make sure we give him like, you know, we give him some love. And I think that was my version of love, which again, probably not why I was the greatest team leader of all time. Should have probably been more of a tennis player.
Well, Max Strus trying to rally the charge fell short, especially on his end. Also a rough night for Draymond Green, who didn't play, but is now 50K lighter in the wallet for the thing that we discussed briefly yesterday, but him basically just telling his teammates, hey, the spread's 5.5. Hey, the spread's 5.5. As his team down 8, cans a 3 to go down 5 in the final minutes of a...
Who knew you weren't allowed to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it is funny, though, because all these, you know, there's a simulcast watch-along FanDuel bet show that is sponsored by the NBA that like, during the game, they're talking about live odds on player props and points and overs and unders, and but then a player says it, and you're like, well, that's going to be a problem.
Everyone knows. I remember we were talking to Dan Lanning once. It was after the Texas Tech game when El Jefe, remember, he scooped up the fumble and jumped over the guy and ran into the end zone, and it covered the spread.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Lanning about
that's right.
It. And because everyone wanted, like, Lanning was on the side.
Go down, go down.
Him to go down and just run the clock.
That
and
was Bossa?
Yeah, it was Bossa and El Jefe. And I was saying that to Lanning. I was like, dude, there were so many people. Lanning like cut me off, and he's like, oh.
We know.
We know. Dude, everyone knows. The players know. But apparently if you say it and it gets caught on that, 50 G's?
And so, and here's,
like, I'm not a Draymond guy, but if I'm Draymond, I'm probably a little pissed. 50 grand seems a bit hefty.
And here's the deal. This may be an important point of clarification, but a number of places are saying that what he said was 5.5. I know what y'all doing. And he was saying that to the refs.
Ah.
And they fined him 50K for questioning the integrity of the officials.
Can't do that.
Not necessarily bringing up gambling, but saying, hey, I think you guys are gambling.
Either way, can't do it. Can't do it. Look, that's the one thing that you like. Leagues cannot have people questioning the integrity.
Exactly, like being above board.
But
yeah.
It, you know, we did it with the NBA draft. We're doing it with this.
Well, and you and I talked about this a little bit before the show too. But if you like, you brought up to me, do people really think that Draymond Green is mentioning that because he has action on this and he's just doing this in plain sight, like? No, I mean, I guess he could be. I mean, maybe someone's that dumb. Maybe he's that dumb, but I doubt it.
Well, it's like, when the draft lottery thing happened and it ended up being the Mavericks, I was the first person to be like, are you effing kidding me? That's a bit of a coincidence. But, like, what it would take to actually have a widespread conspiracy, this is, and that's what I want to know. Do people really believe that, like, in their core? Because we all joke about it and you can tweet about it, but how many people, because I actually think it's more than we give it. I think there's a bunch of people that truly believe
on Monday
that stuff is rigged.
A bunch of casual sports fans says, I mean, look, of course, because of the Luka trade, because we've seen these teams trade these players before and then get the number one, this is a pattern. Obvious, like, and not just I think it might be, it's obviously the fix is in.
It's just, like, who's the accounting firm?
Yeah, so I think it was Nate Duncan was the first person to point this out. He goes, you know, if you think that this was rigged or that this is a conspiracy, you're also accusing Ernst & Young, the accounting firm, of fraud. That's this worth billion dollar firm would be putting their neck out for these ping pong balls in this basketball game. I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm looking here. I would like to point out that Ernst & Young, do you know what they made last year, what their global revenue was?
Oh boy, hundreds of millions.
Try $51 billion.
Gee, okay,
so this is like what I'm to and believe me, I was the first person to tweet out like suspicious.
No, I mean, you can do the oh come on really, but that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah, in fact, I've seen now they have video. You can see video of the ping pong balls being drawn because I've seen like Stephen A. and Mike Greenberg being like, you know, this needs to be televised. you can see it after the fact.
Yeah. And I now mean, they've had journalists and other people from publications in there watching it go down.
There's a great clip where one of the people are talking about the last number combination to come up and how everyone knew it was basically either going to be Portland or Dallas, or there was one other team. So everyone was like sweating bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, like, no one cheered, but there was an audible, like, holy crap, this happened.
Yeah.
So everyone watched it. But yes, in order for that conspiracy theory to work out, you'd have to have a firm that does $51 billion in business.
Willing to stake their whole reputation
on it. Willing to stake their whole reputation and probably for some people some prison time.
Yeah.
Because that would amount to some serious financial fraud.
Yes.
How much money would the NBA have to pay a 51, by the way, per year, $51 billion. What's the NBA revenue per year?
Oh,
it's not 51
it, no,
billion.
No, it isn't. It's an, and it's not close.
It's not close. The NFL's not close to that. So this idea that you have these massive conspiracy theories, it's fun to kind of joke about, but none of these things can possibly hold water. And yet I do think there is a ton of fans and probably some players that believe in it. And it's just silly. Now the Draymond thing, you could have a rogue official.
Because sure. That's, and we've seen that before.
We've seen that before.
Yeah.
You could have a rogue official.
But also seeing Draymond accuse an official of being rogue because he disagreed with him just seems like a more likely thing to be
happening.
And
if you don't believe that's real, you should look at the information they have about the Jewish space laser.
That's true. Starting fires out there.
Well, that is true. A member of our sitting government believes that the Jews have a space laser that's burning down California on purpose so that they could then come in and I don't know, build synagogues or whatever the hell the evil Jews are going to build.
Are they also
California.
Controlling the weather? Was that the other thing? Or who's someone else's control? Yeah. Was it the Libs controlling the weather? I can't remember.
I think it's Jewish people.
Is it Jewish
people?
Yeah,
it goes back.
Or Soros, maybe.
Okay. Well, that goes back to the Jews.
Yeah.
Soros, he's like the king of the evil Jews. So he can control the weather, and he has the Jewish space laser they can burn. So I suppose if that's out there, and that we got like you know, people drinking children's blood in the basement of, you know,
Pizzagate,
then all of a sudden, the NBA rigging the Dallas Mavericks thing.
Doesn't seem so bad,
maybe
does it?
Maybe it's not so crazy.
We got to turn the page here on some of the NBA stuff, but I do still have a question for Souk. I saw a take last night about the NBA champion maybe already being crowned. Interested in his thoughts, and also going to poke the bear. We've got some audio that could get him going. It's coming up next, primetime SOB edition, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Coming up a little later in the show, some baseball bonbons, both my favorite team and Sook's favorite team involved, the Mariners as well. Wild night on the diamond last night. A lot of day baseball today.
Wait,
but
four walk-offs, right?
I think it was ended up being five. I think the Mariners was the last one of the day, and theirs made five. There were a couple grand slams. A good day of ball at the yard. Also, we need to get into some NFL schedule stuff, because do we call these leaks? I mean, are they just... It's like tapered tiered announcements. It's not really
Some of it is tapered tier. Like the NFL, the official schedule comes out at what, 5 today?
Yeah.
And they've been leaking international games. They're leaking
primetime games.
But if you follow anyone that like covers a team, like up in Seattle, they basically have the entire Seahawks schedule. Like everything, I don't know. If they're trying to keep it under wraps, they're doing a piss poor job. But then they'll announce it at 5. And that's why I don't really worry about the leaks. Like, I find it ridiculous, like, you know, Softy up there is like, well, it looks like the Seahawks are playing the car. I'm like, well, just, okay, cool, dude. Tell me at 5, and I'll know for certain with all the others. I
almost don't care about the schedule release itself, because I don't know who's making it through camp healthy and who's getting better. Like,
I also don't know
that in week 14, who's even going to be good. It might look nice now, but, like, it's not, we're not replaying last season over again.
The NFL has done an amazing job. Like, someone needs to do a, like, if Harvard's teaching a class in marketing, they should look at the NFL, because the NFL has done the most brilliant job of making themselves relevant 365 days a year, right?
So they have an event every month.
Event, yeah. You got the whole season, then we got the playoffs, and then as soon as the playoffs are over, then we go right into the scouting combine.
Mm-hmm.
Scouting combine right into the draft, into OTAs, OTAs into, rookie camp, and then you got the vets come in, and then we got the OTAs, and then we got the schedule release, and then after the schedule release, then we're...
Training camp.
Then we're talking about real training camp. I mean, it just never... Oh, and we forgot to mention free agency tampering.
Yep.
And then actual free agency.
Yep.
It is just
always in the news cycle.
Always in the
news. And that's the key.
No one does a better job of it, which is why it is the biggest sport in the history of the United States. It's not soccer worldwide, but it's the biggest sport we've ever had, and it's the biggest sport we will ever have. Nothing takes it down.
Wrapping up some thoughts on the NBA, and we'll get to the NFL schedule a little bit later in the show as we start to get more on that NFL schedule. But I saw this on Twitter or on X last night, and I thought it might be true.
Did you get ball sacked again?
No. It was just the opinion that winning that fourth quarter in Game 5 for the Thunder last night may have just won them the NBA championship.
It's possible. Absolutely.
If it ends up happening, you may be starting the DVD with that quarter, that comeback, something like that. But there's obviously many things that could happen, from injury to underdogs or whatever. But if you look at the landscape that we just talked about, with the 2 and the 3 in the West being out, and Steph Curryless Warriors that are not going to advance, a T-Wolves team that looks pretty shaky, even against a wounded Warriors squad.
Yeah, at times they have no offense to speak of. It just disappears. I mean, Golden State, who does have no offense, seemingly is in every one of those games.
And as good as the Pacers and the Knicks have been, the most talented team in the East is out. The winningest team in the East is out. Mm-hmm. It suddenly looks like, and they were down 10 or 12 in the third quarter, and it looked like the shoe might be on the other foot, and now... What a difference 12 minutes makes. It looks like they may have the inside track to win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, and then we're going to go into this whole, you know, where does Oklahoma City go from here? But we were talking before the show, windows in the NBA, nothing opens and closes faster in sports than windows in the NBA, right? like, you look at Oklahoma City and you say, well, regardless of what happens this year, like the sky's the limit. And in theory, you would think that, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very young, it's a very talented team, and you think eventually they're going to get one. But couldn't we say the exact same thing about the Oklahoma City team from 10 years ago?
Sure.
When you had James Harden, you had Ibaka, you had Kevin Durant, and you had Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
And then a nice group of role players.
And yeah, Collison and other guys like that. Yeah.
And no offense, but wouldn't you take that core over this one?
Yeah, you would.
And that Oklahoma City team made one final
mm-hmm.
and never won one.
Yeah.
And then Harden got sold off because they didn't think they could keep him. Durant ended up leaving because he didn't like Westbrook, and there you go.
Yep.
Right? So you can sit here and say, regardless of what happens in this series, Oklahoma City is going to be fine. I would make the argument, you can't say that. We just got done looking at Boston for the last 3 or 4 years. We said, this Boston team is the best team in the NBA.
They're built to be dominant for half a decade.
And they kept shooting themselves in the foot, and then last year they get over the hump, right? Mm-hmm. And they win an NBA title, and what did we say going into this one? Everyone.
The Celtics are the ball.
They're bored in the regular season, right? They're come playoff time, they're going to be fine. Well, no, they weren't.
Yeah.
And not only were they not, but now Jason Tatum is hurt. His Supermax contract kicks in next year, which mm-hmm. means they got $60 million of dead money hanging around their neck. And they're already saying that tough decisions are going to have to be made after next year, that this version of Boston may be done.
Yeah.
Which is going to end up being Boston with one championship.
Yep.
Because we don't know what Tatum's going to look like when he comes back. And when he does come back, it may be a different team altogether.
Yeah.
So we like to think that, like what Golden State did, we like to think Golden State is the norm. Yeah. They're not.
It is not.
They are the exception.
You get one of those every couple decades.
And it's more likely that you get the Denver Nuggets or you get the Toronto Raptors.
Or the Milwaukee Bucks.
Or the Milwaukee Bucks. Or in this case, the Boston Celtics. We always think that these windows are wide open and they're just not. So you like that quarter may be the one that ends up putting a ring on Oklahoma City's finger, and we'll sit here and be like, well, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here comes the next dynasty.
Look at how young they are. Look at all their picks. Look at, I mean, all of that. And then things happen.
More often than not, weird stuff happens. Injury happens. Guys get pissed at each other. Funky things go down. And next thing you know, we're sitting there and being like, my God, that was open, and it seemed like it was wide open, and it came slamming shut. I remember after Denver won,
mm-hmm.
we were like, oh, man. You know, Gordon and Porter and Murray and of course, the best player in the league. And not that Denver can't win another one. I mean, Denver was a mess this year, fired their coach.
Yeah.
And now here they are on the verge of being eliminated. No guarantee that Denver gets back to Jack's squad. And that's with arguably a top 10 player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, Jokic has written his name.
You have to be considering him in that.
Yeah, this is rarefied air that he's in. And he may end up with one. So it's just, and that's why I think when Giannis says, hey, this isn't, I need another one. He said, if my career ends up with being one, I can't live with that.
Yeah.
I have to find a way to get two. Because it's really, really damn hard. And I think we take a team like Golden State and we take it for granted. And we're like, well, that's what everyone does. No, that isn't what everyone does. That's why that's a dynasty. That's why Steph and those guys were freaking special.
Yeah, and a couple of those dynasties or hopeful dynasties may die tonight. The Celtics facing elimination and the Warriors facing elimination as well. We'll get to that NFL scheduling news a little bit later in the show as we have more information on that. But coming up next, some baseball bonbons. Things happening on the diamond last night that raised some eyebrows. You'll listen to a primetime SOB edition on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.